The Gospel of John, chapter 15, with a word of wisdom from our Father in Jesus' name, verse 1. I am the true vine, the true Christ. I am being the sacred name, I am that I am, Yahweh being God's name, Jesus, Yeshua means Yahweh's salvation. So Christ says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So, as we know, if you have a positive, there's going to be a negative, and there is a false vine, which is the false Christ, who is Satan, and he will appear at the sixth trumpet. The true Christ won't return at all until the seventh trumpet. There's no catching up into heaven, into outer space. That's not in God's word at all. I don't know what book you've been reading, but Christ returns here to earth, and those who fight against Satan's one world system with that gospel armor on and in place, having that seal of God in their forehead, are gathered back to Christ and to Jerusalem, to the millennial temple. During that 1,000 years, they reign with Christ, teaching discipline. And it's all mapped out for you in Ezekiel 44, as well as Revelation chapter 20. And what does it say in Revelation chapter 20? This is the first resurrection. Now, if that's the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet, after the true Christ returns, you see him returning in chapter 19, in verse 11. Well, there you go. If that's the first resurrection, then there cannot be a secret rapture, as they call it. That's Satan's deception. That sets people up to expect Christ to return at any moment. So guess what's going to happen when Satan appears as the false Christ? They're going to think that he's Jesus. So it's no mystery where this rapture theory comes from. It comes from Satan. Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And how do you know the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian, or someone that's even calling themselves a Christian, but they're really not? You'll know them by their fruit. That's how you identify a false prophet. You'll know them by their fruit. And Christ taught us this in Matthew chapter 7. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word of God, the word made flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word is God. Jesus and the Father are one and the same. God has three offices, and Christ is that word of God, the word made flesh, who paid the price for us for one and all time, so that whosoever believes upon his death, burial, and resurrection should not perish in that lake of fire at the end of the millennium, but will go into the eternity, the third world age. And it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. How do you do that? Refer to the last chapter. There's no way to the Father but through Christ Jesus, through the true Christ. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, the true vine. Stay in the Word. Jesus is the living Word. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, fruit for the kingdom of God. Planting seeds and drawing people to Christ, but only God can cause those seeds of truth to grow in one's mind. And that's the work you are to do. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Ultimately, the lake of fire at the end of the millennium. Unfortunately, those who decide to be grafted on to that other tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Christ being the tree of life, will go into that lake of fire if they decide to follow Satan after the 1,000 years are finished. Because there are two trees, there are two vines. Which one are you a branch of? Is the question, the true Christ or the false Christ, that is to say Satan? If you're one of the branches of the false vine, you're going into the lake of fire with Satan. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you need to be familiar with your Father's word, or you're useless, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And again, not a selfish prayer, but a prayer for materials or what have you to further the word of God. That's what he's talking about here. He'll give it to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Christ is our example. He set forth the example, and you are to follow his example. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And to sacrifice your time to further the word of God doesn't go unnoticed by the Father, and you will have treasure in heaven. And your righteous acts are all you can take with you. They make up your fine linen that you wear in heaven even. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Notice there's an if there. You have to fulfill your part of the bargain and do whatsoever he commanded you as best you can, repenting when you fall short. You're only human and you're going to make mistakes. But just try your best, and whenever you fall short, repent and keep moving forward. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. He foretold us all things right here in this word of God. It's right here for the taking. As he said in Mark 13, behold, I have foretold you all things. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name to further the word of God, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And what is it to love one another? To help each other out, to plant those seeds of truth. But there is a limit. It comes to a point where you're casting your pearls before swine at a certain point, and you know where that is. You know when they're not listening, and you just want to plant a seed as is needed, and timing is everything. And don't worry, the Holy Spirit will give you unction when and where to plant those seeds of truth. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If everybody hates you for it, then you're doing it the right way, in other words. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Especially during that hour of temptation, the whole world is going to whore after Satan, thinking that he's Jesus returned. But you, having prior knowledge beforehand, because Christ foretold us all things, are going to fight against it and refuse to worship the false Christ. That's how you fight against it. And then you allow yourself to be delivered up, and then you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. As is spelled out in Mark 13, Matthew 24, and Luke 21. Those are your marching orders. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin, no excuse. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning, from the very beginning, talking about the first world age. And God's elect in the first world age fought against Satan in his first rebellion. So that's why they were chosen out of the world, chosen before the foundation of this world age, to fight against Satan whenever he appears at the sixth trumpet. The sixth trumpet is coming. First, you have to have the woe of the fifth trumpet transpire, which is the emergence of that new world order, that political beast written of in Revelation chapter 13, when Satan and his angels are cast out of heaven unto the earth. Then in the middle, after the deadly wound, Satan appears as the false Christ at the sixth trumpet, and that's when God's elect are delivered up, at which time the Holy Spirit speaks through them in a language understood by whoever hears it. Only God can do that. It'll even be in your dialect that you're familiar with so that you totally understand it. And then Jesus will return at the seventh trumpet, the seventh vial, and within the time frame of the seventh seal. So to make a long story short, 666 is when Satan appears as Antichrist. 777 is when the true Christ returns. And there you have it, the Gospel of John, chapter 15.